News of a dam breach from a massive mine tailings pond just 400 miles away from Ketchikan made some people in this area nervous. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she also is concerned and has contacted Secretary of State John Kerry. For proposed mines still under development in British Columbia, Murkowski says she would like the Canadian government to consider a peer review process.
It requires a more holistic, I guess, view of the impact of mine, not just on the mine itself, but in terms of environmental impact, in terms of impact downstream that could have the potential, again, you know, to impact the fisheries.
Murkowski says a coalition of Southeast Alaska groups concerned about transboundary mines worked with her on a letter to Kerry last winter. She says the response was that his office would have some meetings on the topic.
At this point in time, we don't know whether or not any meetings were held. So that is one of the things that we are inquiring right now, is to see to what extent the State Department has been engaged and to put a sense of urgency to what's going on.
Murkowski's disagreement with Senator Mark Begich's campaign has been in the news recently. Her office sent a cease and desist letter asking the campaign to stop using her photo and her name in advertising. She says that in politics, there's an understanding that you run on your own record unless someone has agreed to endorse your candidacy.
And I have made very clear and very public that I have not weighed in the primary in terms of picking a Republican one over another. I intend to work very hard to get a Republican in this Senate seat.
In addition to the letter, Murkowski says she also very recently talked in person to Senator Mark Begich about the issue.
I was sitting in 3A and he was sitting in 3B. On Alaska Airlines Q400. The Q400 are the Horizon-sized jets. So, you know, you're like shoulder to shoulder.
She says she's not sure, though, whether the message got through. Speaking of election issues, Murkowski, who is the ranking Republican on the Senate Energy Committee, says she's voting no on Proposition 1, the oil tax repeal on the August 19th primary ballot. She says the new oil tax plan should be given a chance to work.
I think we are seeing the positive benefits of that reform package translate into increased jobs, increased activity, increased commitment from the producers to move us in a direction where we're going to see increased production.
Murkowski says she wants to see the pipeline full of oil rather than half full. She added that while the oil does belong to Alaskans, it doesn't do the state any good until it's taken out of the ground. Alaska's in a more competitive environment than in the past, and Murkowski says the state needs to react in a way that attracts producers.
I don't know whether SB 21 is the perfect configuration for our tax regime and structure, but I do know that what we have seen in the past, you know, half dozen months is an uptick. We're seeing numbers that, in my view, are translating into activity, and that activity translates to production. That production translates to revenue. I think that that's good for the state. I think we should give it a chance.
Another bill that Murkowski had wanted to give a chance was the Senate's consideration of a measure that would have reversed the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision. Citing religious concerns, that decision allowed Hobby Lobby, a chain of craft stores, to limit the kinds of contraception allowed through its employee health insurance plan. Murkowski says she voted to bring it to the floor for discussion because it's an issue that she cares about.
I don't like abortion. I don't think anybody likes abortion, but I think one of the better ways to lessen the number of abortions in this country is to not have that unwanted pregnancy in the first place. And to have access, affordable access to contraception, I think is something that takes us in that direction.
So while she didn't support the Hobby Lobby bill as it was presented, Murkowski says she wanted the Senate to have the debate. The vote to bring it to the floor, however, failed. Murkowski also talked about the immigration crisis and says she's disappointed with the solution brought forward by President Obama's office. And in regards to the upcoming election, Murkowski is optimistic that the Senate will end up with a Republican majority.
Republicans need to pick up 6 seats, and it's getting better every day.
And if the GOP does take majority control of the Senate, Murkowski is first in line to chair the Energy Committee. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Leila Carey.